All right, kids, it's Stunk Granny again. It's Kevin and Jeremy's WrestleMania
Mark the
rundown.
Demon's revenge.
Yeah, and so it's a little further on the recording now, so let's see how this works out. All right, let's...
It's Montezuma's revenge because we already have a little diarrhea of the mouth.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we already covered the Diva Miss WrestleMania garbage fest. The next match we're going to talk about this time is JBL and Rey Mysterio. Kind of a weird build because JBL's been spouting off at the mouth that he's going to make history at WrestleMania and blah, blah, blah. And,
He's been making noise about WrestleMania since the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
When he was going to buy his way to the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
exactly. Diarrhea of the mouth. Not just you, me too.
Oh, Royal Rumble. All right.
Shaggy.
What everyone forgot was that was actually the major crux of the Shawn Michaels JBL thing, was that Shawn Michaels was supposed to be the guy that gets JBL the WrestleMania title match and all that stuff, and it, you know, obviously didn't work out.
Yeah, and he's the whole way down to having to defend the Intercontinental belt. Like, I mean, they had a plan, right? Like, they had a different plan than what has transpired, right?
I don't know. All right, it's one of those things where would you seriously buy a pay-per-view with JBL at the top of the card? And it's not a bash at JBL, but it's just ever since that he came back, he has not been in any way, shape, or form the same guy.
Well, and I wasn't even meaning that really so much as didn't they have a I'm already discounting the fact that he was not going to be in the title hunt. I mean that seriously, the Intercontinental belt, that's the best that you can come up with?
Yeah.
You know, it was like, you know, they had him pushed from all these, they had him pushed from the Royal Rumble spot. You had him pushed from the fucking Elimination Chamber. And mm-hmm. then he tries to do the Undertaker gig. Gets
yep.
pushed from that, and it's just like, I guess there isn't anything else to do. He did try for the ladder Money in the Bank match too, didn't he?
I don't think so.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. But I kind of see what you're getting at though. I was like, this couldn't have been the plan all the way. And
yeah, like back in January, when they're like, okay, like seriously, like just right off the bat, he's not going to take on either of the champions. Like that was definitely not part of the story in my book. And it's just like something to me had to have gone wrong. And I don't know what it is or why it is, but something went wrong with where the story was going. I guess that's all I'm trying to say. Like, I don't think they wanted it to end, and you know, it's kind of like the build for the Jericho thing too. But
that's actually what I'm getting at though, is what other storyline could have been in the works though? I mean,
oh, okay.
JBL years ago, 2-3 or whatever it was before he had to retire for a little bit, when he was in shape. He had a legitimate, like, I hate saying legit, but he had a stable around him to where he ran the show. He was SmackDown. I mean, and it sounds dumb because that's what his character used to say all the time. But he was SmackDown.
Yeah.
But ever since he took off and then came to Raw, I mean, there's too many big fish in the pond on Raw for him to ever stand out. And no matter what he tried doing, it never worked. So I don't know. It was like McMahon had to find something for him, and this was the best he could do. And like I said, unless he actually is legitimately retiring, that would be his big shocking announcement or whatever. I just don't know. And then they have such little faith in this match. And I know we're not talking about Rey Mysterio at all, but when was the last time anyone cared about Rey Mysterio? Oh, yeah, that was the Elimination Chamber match when it looked like Rey Mysterio was actually in the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, well, yeah, when he got launched like a fucking lawn dart.
But I think I was talking to you. We were going back and forth on the Messenger, just like, oh, my God, this is – I mean, that the stuff with Edge and Rey at the end of that match – It was just, it harkened back to those old days with the Guerreros, Edge and Rey were a team, and then you had Benoit and Angle. When they used to have those tag team wars, I mean, it was, and then, you know, Rey was slowly building up to be the champion or whatever. It just reminded you how good he used to be.
Yeah, and I think he's kept it up, really, for the most part in the ring, but, you know, they could have made this a bigger deal just because of JBL and his long-standing feud on SmackDown. Like, you could have made this match more important than it was if you would have built up their history.
Yeah. And,
you know, and that's one easy thing, too. Like, instead of dicking around, and what? It wasn't like he lost to the whole Undertaker thing, or to Shawn Michaels for the Undertaker thing. And didn't he wait like another 2-3 weeks or something like that to get the Intercontinental title?
Yeah, because like, Punk was in the Money in the Bank, so they had to get it off of him for whatever reason. That, I don't agree with that logic, but that's what some people have made the case of. And
it's the Intercontinental belt, you know?
Well, this is going to be the first time in years that the Intercontinental belt's been defended at WrestleMania. I'm trying to think when the last time it was.
You're right. You're right. The last 2 years, at least, the Intercontinental champ has in both. Well, actually, both him and the U.S. champ almost always have been in the Ladder in the Bank match.
The Ladder in the Bank match?
Fucking A.
What a shit match! You win the match and you win a ladder. Awesome. Thanks for nothing, I suppose.
Oh man. I can go and fuck right off.
Wow. let's see. So where the hell were we? Oh, but no. But it almost seems. I mean, I understand what you're saying. They have not played up really the history between Rey and JBL, other than Michael Cole saying, "Hey, didn't Rey retire you once, or whatever like that?"
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He did do that actually.
Yeah. Just that one time.
He is such a fucking gay wad.
Poor Eric has been blowing me up all night. Why is JBL wrestling Rey? Why is Michaels holding a funeral for Taker's winning streak? Why are these 8 Money in the Bank guys wrestling each other a fucking gen? Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, and speaking of the JBL, because, I mean, we've kind of taken a long path already. The build-up tonight, if you want to call it build-up or whatever the fuck it was, like, I'm trying to figure something out. Like, I'm trying to figure out a positive way to spin JBL and Rey wrestling right now, because I know you're going to tear into it, and I just can't even try and be a jackass and find out a way to, like, figure out that thing in a positive light.
Yeah. You know, I think, do you have Raw on? I mean, not to ruin it for everybody, but do you have Raw on right now?
I don't think anything's going to ruin this fucking...
Well, I think one of the bodyguards escorting Rey Mysterio. Oh, my God, it's my turn. Randy Orton and Legacy is Kevin Payne. It looks like Kevin Payne from XCW, which makes sense because they're out of Denton, Texas.
Oh.
And it's funny because he looks... If that is him, that looks like a giant man on XCW, but he doesn't look very big there. Of course, XCW is not on MAV TV anymore, so I don't get to see it anymore. But anyways, I don't understand why they would give that match on TV for free, because there's no stipulation added to Sunday. And yes, it's a throwaway match on the card because no one cares about the Intercontinental Championship, much like every other belt. So I don't see the appeal. So for the Rey Mysterio fans, you can say that they gave that match away to make the people think, you know, Rey Mysterio's got a bigger shot or a better chance at winning now. But, okay, I don't know. It just, yeah, I would have rather that just end in some sort of schmoz and then go, oh my God, Rey had him beat and JBL suckered his way out of it.
Or even just make a tag team match and get some of those idiots from the Money in the Bank ladder match.
No, I'm fucking sick of tag team matches, man. It just shows it's lazy. You don't have to, and Dusty and I have talked about this in other audios. You can have jobbers. It would have been a lot more fun to see JBL interfere in Rey Mysterio versus, I don't know, who's...
And you know, I was thinking about jobbers earlier, actually, and not to completely blow things up for some of the other matches here, but Cena and Sho wrestling again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I just thought to myself, couldn't you have had him mow through a couple of, you know...
Yes.
Well, Festus was a good example, actually. They just showed a replay of that. Festus was a decent example. They always kind of made him out to be such a kind of Goliath and everything, and nobody could seem to stop him. So you feed him to Big Show, and you're like, wow, he kicked his ass, and he's a really fucking big guy, mm-hmm. and he's got to deal with two smaller guys in Edge and Cena. I mean, they're not remotely small in any real sense.
Right.
But
in comparison, yes.
But yeah, in comparison to Festus, still, you're like, oh, wow, fuck, he just made a statement.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, the jobbers, yeah, they could have done something with jobbers.
Or just had Big Show fight, I don't know. I mean, they've got guys in Florida. Bring some of them up and just say, this is your job is to make, well, and this is your job in the future, to make this guy look amazing going into it. And get guys who are roughly Edge, like almost like Edge and John Cena lookalikes. And have Big Show go out and just dominate them. And go, I mean, and it's like almost like a parlor trick. You make people think that that is John Cena and Edge. And like, wow, look how quickly Big Show just mowed through these guys. What's he going to do to the real ones? And there could have been something other than having him fight John Cena and win cleanly, which shows you, oh no, John Cena's in trouble, so why should I bother ordering it? It's the exact opposite of of the match we're supposed to be talking about, JBL and Rey Mysterio.
But
how the hell did we get on the John Cena and Big Show? We're not even talking about them yet.
Well, no, I know, and I was trying not to derail us. It was the whole thing about jobbers, but they really could have done that. Well, what you're saying, you know, if you get a body double for those guys, get a smaller guy that is just like Rey Mysterio and have, you know, have him beat on Chavo. God, he's a friggin' bitch anyway.
Now Chavo's. I got a feeling he can't last much longer. But now I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to figure out who. Put Jimmy Wang Yang in a mask and have him go out there and get beaten down. I mean, he's taller than Rey, but still, I mean, just something. There's no reason to be giving out these matches before WrestleMania.
Right.
I think it goes without saying, but these aren't marquee matches, so it's okay that you can try something new, but don't give it away for free. That's fucking stupid.
Yes.
But, all right. So, what are you predicting for this match? Since we're almost up on the 15 minutes.
Oh, you want to force my hand, huh?
Yep. Especially knowing what we know now.
Well. I may need the time of an ent to decide.
Well, we have 18 seconds.
18 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many more can I waste?
Son of a bitch. You know what? I feel like cutting this off right at 15:03 so everyone can bitch that no one heard what it was.
A big, well...
We have two choices, man. Come on,
well,
spit it out.
No.
Fuck.
What's the big announcement, though? I mean, is he really going to announce his retirement if he loses, and Rey ends up getting the belt?
I don't know. I can't imagine they would do another retirement angle with Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I mean. Like the retirement angle, even if he wants to retire, like that one doesn't really seem feasible to me for an announcement. So you know, you've got to kind of figure out what the announcement is. I think that changes the complexion of the match, at least.
The problem is the announcement has been built up enough to where no matter what it is, it's not going to be satisfying.
It's going to suck.
That's why I don't even feel like thinking about it. But I wouldn't be surprised if Rey wins. That's who I would say, just, you know, to go with it. But
yeah,
who knows?
I agree.
All right, cool. All right, kids. Since it took Kevin almost a minute to come up with the exact same answer I have, sorry it ran over a little late, but so check back later. We'll be going over another match, and sooner or later, I guess, we'll figure out if we're going to tell anybody that. So thanks for listening, and we'll be back later.